Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is with us today. Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for everyone listening, Jesus. I just ask that you bless them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Just cover them with your blood. Allow them to receive what you have for them today. Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today we're going to stand strong. Hallelujah. We're going to be strong in the Lord and in His power of His might. We're going to be strong and courageous. And do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And these biblical words stand the test of time when confronting the challenges and struggles in our daily life. Jesus has a way for you to give your troubles over to Him and to be set free from your heavy burdens. So thank you for joining us today, and let Jesus enable you to stand strong. We want to be strong, and we want to withstand the storm. Whatever life throws at us, we find ourselves getting all upset and feeling hopeless. That's when we're usually in the middle of a storm. And the thing is to be strong in the middle of that and keep your eyes on the Lord. Because the important thing is when you're in the storm, that you observe, your eyes are on the Lord, and you get through it and you learn from it. Because a lot of times the storm that we may end up being in is something that we caused ourselves. And maybe the Lord is trying to teach us something and show us something and bless us in a certain way, but we're not seeing that. And we're still doing our worldly ways. And He starts to intense things up because He wants you to know. He wants to get you past this. And I can remember in school and taking a test, and my brother helped me on it. And it was homework in the first grade. And the teacher knew that he helped me, or someone did, because I got every one of them right. And that wasn't my way in first grade, you know. But what she did is she sat me out in that hallway, and on every recess, I didn't go play on recess. I sat in a hallway at a desk, and I took a test over that very subject. And I failed it, and I failed it. But you know what? Eventually, I studied it, and I passed it, and I got through it. And that's what Jesus is saying, is to be strong in these storms, because He wants you to learn from this. Because if you don't learn, it's going to keep coming, keep reoccurring. He's not going to stop, because He wants you to grow with Him. He wants you to be closer to Him. And so a lot of these times that the storm is actually God's way of getting your attention. Because otherwise, you're just going through your day and just being happy and doing your own thing, maybe not concentrating on the Lord. And so He has to stir stuff up once in a while and get your mind on Him, because there's work to be done. And we're running out of time, amen. So another thing we need to do is apply biblical teachings in your life. And the way you do that is, you know, when you're reading the Bible and you're finding something that relates to you, that you think that really helps you out, maybe a verse, write that down. And I'll use like an index card. And write that down so you can have it, you can have the verse, and you can refer to it. Because when you're able to see someone else that's going through that, you can say, you know, this really helped me. If you go to Luke 6:35, you know, and you can quote that to them because you've learned it. And so it's just to have scriptures to quote, so that just to give that guidance, that assurance. Amen. We need to turn our troubles, to be strong, listen, we need to turn our troubles over to the Lord. Because if we're thinking about our troubles and what we're going through, we're not going to be thinking about the Lord, because he says to give it to him. And it's real, it's possible. And, you know, sometimes it sounds like it's overwhelming, and how can you give your troubles to the Lord? But you just say it. You say it to him when you're praying to him, you talk to him, and you say, Lord, take this from me. It's too heavy for me. I can't take this burden. I need your help. And give it to him. And when it comes back on you, and you start to worry about that very same thing, say, I'm not worrying about this. And start thinking about something else. Say, I gave that to the Lord, and the Lord's going to take care of that for me. Because if you're not trusting in him and you just say it, then he's not going to go through for it. But amen, but when you put your trust in him, it's that faith. It's that faith that gets us, that gets things done. So in Matthew 11:28, he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a verse of encouragement that you can give to somebody, that when they're going through something, and heavy labor is just when their mind's on something, they just can't get past it. It's not only, you know, because part of our standing strong is helping others to stand strong, because it's strength in numbers. And the more that I do for others, the more that I'm able to help someone, the more encouraged I am, the more confidence I have about the next time, by just walking in, you know, in the face of the storm, knowing the Lord is with me. So one thing to do, another thing is also is to love those that hate you. And we'll find that all day long. Or, you know, we can just think of somebody that for whatever reason, maybe we've done it wrong and it's justified, or maybe it's just because of some other circumstances, but the Bible says to love them that hate you. And that's hard to do, but the trick, the way that I've gotten past this is I pray for that person specifically. That person that maybe that I'm not having good thoughts about, and I know that they probably don't like me, but I'll pray for the Lord to bless them. You know how I say to bless them? Not bless them so they'll be a better person when they're talking to me. No, I say for the Lord to bless them in every way, to bless them all over, give them everything that they need, everything. And the more you pray for someone that you have a discord about, the more your heart still starts to see it from God's side, and you'll find out that you no longer have those feelings because you've put the love into it and you've given it to the Lord. There's power in that. Luke 6:27, but I say unto you, which you hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Amen. It's what it says there, and that's how you do it, is you pray for them, and results happen, because that leaves your heart. That heaviness, you know, to stand and strong in that storm when you've got that heaviness in you, it's a distraction. Anything that distracts you from that, you find your mind getting off the Lord, and not pleasant things, and people that you know that you can help, and enjoying this life in the eyes of Jesus, hallelujah. But, you know, Jesus is saying when he's... another thing about to those that hate you, to be nice to them, is what he's saying is to be merciful, and as your Father in heaven is merciful. And that's that showing mercy, and that's being kind and forgiving to someone that does not deserve it. Amen. Like us, like me, you know, asking for forgiveness for the Lord for, you know, committing a sin when I knew better and I don't deserve it, but I'm praying for his mercy. I'm praying for his mercy that he forgive me, you know, and I rely on that. But he says, if you don't show mercy for others, I'm not going to show mercy for you at the cross of judgment. And so we have those opportunities of mercy throughout the day or throughout the week where someone's crossed you, but you have a chance to forgive him and have a chance to smile and not get angry at that. Not tell someone else about how they made you mad, but let it die at that. Just let it stop right there. And have those pleasant, happy thoughts, because the Lord says, we got no time for that. He says, forget about yesterday. Don't even think about tomorrow. Today is what all we have is today. Today is the day you do everything you can for the Lord. When tomorrow gets here, guess what? Today is the day you do everything you can for the Lord. Every day. It all matters. And when you get to heaven, hallelujah, if you're saved, you get to heaven, what a reward you're going to have. Praise Jesus, not just getting there, but because of your works down here, how is he going to reward you up there? We don't know, but I bet it's something else. I bet it's overwhelming. And I'm looking forward to it, but praise the Lord, I want to be here as long as I can to be with my family, my grandkids, and my friends. But when the Lord's ready, that'll be victory. That'll be victory victory indeed. There's six things that the Lord hates. These six things, you're not going to be standing strong in a storm. These things are going to prevent you from it. He says the Lord hates these six things. And he says, yea, are seven are abomination unto him. So I'm going to tell you six things that he hates, and the seventh is an abomination unto him. So the first one is a proud look. The Lord hates a proud look, feeling good, you know, about yourself, where you're lofty and thinking that you're better than others in some way, maybe because you make more money, or maybe the Lord blessed you to look better than most, you know, but whatever that may be, but that proud look, he hates that. He hates it. I mean, people say that the Lord don't hate, he loves, he's full of love, but it says right here six things that he hates, and so we have to listen to this. This is his word. He hates a lying tongue. If you're going to be lying about things, the Lord hates that. Some maybe think a little white lie, you know, that this will be okay, and it's not. And ask the Lord for forgiveness if you have lied. And he hates a lying tongue. Because why? The devil is what? He is the prince of lies. And so here's another one. Hands that shed innocent blood. Praise the Lord. I hope that there's no one listening here that's done that, but that's something he hates. But even at the worst thing that you could have done, there's victory in Jesus with a godly sorrow and forgiveness, that he has forgiveness for you if you have heavenly godly sorrow. If you feel it in your, and usually that's just where you just broke down, and godly sorrow comes from having nowhere to turn, and you're just exhausted from everything, and you finally turn to him. And in that moment, normally you're most likely crying and just pleading to him and just asking for forgiveness. And that's godly sorrow. That's coming from the center of you, from everything that you are. Not just asking for it, but praying and talking to him and everything that you are asking for it. Your whole body pleading for it. Another thing he hates is a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. If you're just thinking about things that are wicked, whether it be a sexual thing, or maybe wicked causing others harm in some way, conspiring with others to, you know, about how much you hate this relative or this friend or something like that, these wicked imaginations, anything that's having to do with that, the Lord says he hates that. Also, feet that be swift and run into mischief. If you're quick, you know, if everything's fine and someone just calls you out of the blue and wants you to do something that's against the Lord, you know, against his will, whether it sounds like it's fun or something that you shouldn't ought to do, but feet that are swift and that run into mischief, he hates that. He wants you to think. You know what he does? He gives us all a buffer zone. We got a moment before we sin. Think about it. When you sin and you have a moment, if you're trying to load a page of something you're not supposed to see, it's not loading right away. You have your moment to say no. If something's come to you and you're going to react to somebody in a mean way, you have that moment to not do it. He says you have that moment to not sin. He gives that to you, that buffer zone. And so that's and also he hates a false witness that speaketh lies. Which goes, it's a false witness, and which is, you know, talking, you know, speaking lies, and a false witness, so witnessing for the Lord, and to speak lies in that manner. And here's the one that it says is abomination to him: he that soweth discord among brethren. So if someone that's serving the Lord, and it's a group of people, or your church that you go to, a single person that's serving the Lord, and you're causing discord among them, and what you're doing is you're causing these people, now they're trying to, brethren, those that are serving the Lord as children, that are having their minds on the Lord, now they got their minds on you, now maybe even giving them bad thoughts because you're sowing discord among them, and the Lord is saying that's abomination, because you're stopping his work. You're delaying his work. And any time his work is delayed, there might have been an opportunity for someone to be saved, for something to happen that the Lord could move on if asked in prayer, and it didn't happen because your mind's not on him, you're not focused, and you're not standing strong in that storm. You're not standing strong on a daily basis. You know, when he says to have courage, the Lord says to have courage. You've got it. You were born with it. So you need to claim it. And some people want to have the Lord to make them strong. But he says, I've already made you strong. You need to have it. He says in Joshua 1:9 that, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither thou be dismayed, for thy Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Knowing that he's always with you, that he's never leaving your sight. That's why he says it's easy to be strong and to have that courage, because he's saying, know that I'm with you. Know that. I've already said it. You've read it in the Bible. We say Jesus is everywhere. God's everywhere. He says, know it. So when you know it and you believe it, then you're able to be strong and you're able to have courage. That's why he says to have that. Praise God. Obey God constantly. We got to stand strong in the storms. It's obeying him constantly. Like I said, it's having that buffer zone, and it's always obeying God. And, you know, an easy way to do that, listen, is just to express love. Love is such a key. Love with the mention of Jesus' name and Lord, and Jesus Christ is Lord. When talking to others, greet them with love. Let them know in some manner, at some time, that Jesus, that's who you turn to. Amen. That testify that they know him among you. That way your Father, he says that the Father will know you if among himself if you talk about Jesus to your friends, those that you're close to, those that you come in contact with. He wants you to be in control. Be in control of your life. And you know, we see things that tempt us that come up that we know we might want this, but maybe can't afford it. And he says to have control, to be in control in your life, to have that control of yourself to where you don't. You know better. Like I say, you have that buffer zone, and you have to think of long term. A lot of times the trouble that we get into, because we're thinking short term. I need this now. But we're not thinking about next week, next month having to pay for it, next 6 months having to still pay for that one thing plus interest. And so have that control. Praise the Lord. Express your love and care always. You know, that has a lot to do with just smiling and being pleasant and looking for someone that needs help in some way, that, you know, broke down on the side of the cut road, or you hear about somebody, you know that you can call and give them words of encouragement, and just expressing love and care always. And a lot of that expressed love, you know, you give people, you look them in the eye in public. You look them in the eye and you say hi and with a smile. You let that light shine. Praise the Lord. When you're letting that light shine, you're feeling good about yourself, and it's helping you to stay balanced. People feel like they're out of balance and their aura is ajar. And a lot of it has to do with just not having that love for others and that care and just caring and loving. That helps you to stay focused. Praise God. And we have to be quick to forgive also when someone has done us wrong, and maybe they put us in a bad spot and put us in a pinch, but the Lord says to be quick to forgive. Praise God. Because he says, you remember, it says that he without sin, you know, cast a stone. So quick to forgive. So if you forgive others, he's going to forgive you. So we see in the Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, things they've done to you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But he says, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, the things they've done to you or said about you, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses, the things you've done and said about others. That's pretty heavy. And the way that happens is easy to forgive if we focus on love. You know, I did an episode not long ago. It was Let Love Rule. And that's so important. You know, and that one just really got so many views, so many listens from all over the world. Let Love Rule. Praise God. That anytime you feel like anger coming on or something, tell yourself, let love rule. Love, love. Man, this love, love is the answer. And love takes you to that. Love has a lot to do with being quick to forgive if you find that love, because you're seeing that's God's child. And you're having that mercy because they don't deserve it, right? But you're getting, you know, but you're being good to them. Hallelujah. And that gives you that inner peace. That love comes with inner peace because God is faithful. And it says if your mind is on Him, your heart's on Him, you're going to have peace. That's one thing that we all know. That we may go through our storm, praise God, when you're saved and you're serving Him and everything seems to go right, then, you know, something pulls out from under you because that's life. We still have that peace of mind because we know God's going to take care of it because we give it over to Him. We don't get all worked up, don't get our nerves in an uproar because we have that inner peace because God is faithful and He promises that. Hallelujah. So you're reading that Bible and you're believing it, believe His promise, and He says to give you that peace. And that's my grandma used to tell me that when I wasn't saved, and oh, she'd just say, but you have that peace of mind. When you lay your head on the pillow at night, you just have that peace of mind. And what that means is you're not going to bed worried. You're not going to bed with headache. You're not going to bed uneasy, sick to your stomach, but you got that peace of mind, resting and knowing the Lord's going to take care of you. You'd be in heaven before morning, hallelujah, or He's going to let you wake up to another beautiful day. Praise God. So we have to have that serving spirit, that love. We're showing that love. You know, you can volunteer. There's things to volunteer for, especially around holidays you see it, but all year long there's volunteers. You can now go on, I'm sure you can go on Facebook, but you can go on Craigslist and things like that and see in the newspaper and the ads and see where there's volunteer things. A lot of times your local library will have stuff. Volunteer and serve for others. He wants you to have a serving spirit. In 1 Peter 4:9-10, use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Praise God. So you just have that servant spirit, in Jesus' name. That when we have that servant spirit, we're being fruitful, and those fruits are going to show. The more we help others, the more that's going to be in us. And others will see it. They see your fruits by your tree. You know your fruits. They'll know you're a good person in the Lord when you are. Praise God, when you are, they're going to know it because they see it in you. If they don't see it in you and you're thinking that you are, then there's probably something that's not quite right. It's that pleasant, loving spirit soul that God wants you to be. Praise the Lord. And that's leaving your troubles to Him. And that's giving it over to Him and letting Him carry your burden. That's how you stay pleasant and loving, because you know He loves you. You know He's protecting you. Come on. There's nobody that can protect you more than He can. So if you know that and your mind's on that, praise God. You're listening to music of praise. You're reading your Bible. Hold your Bible. Even if you're not reading it, just grab it and hold it and just hug it. It's a wonderful feeling. You just feel that love of it because you know it's all real. You know it's God's Word. You know it's been protected all these years. Praise God for you to have and for you to be able to study His Word and to see His promises and to see Him come true, praise God, and know that He is a God that speaks the truth and does what He says He's going to do, praise the Lord. Walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's Galatians 5:16. So you're not going to be sinning and fulfilling the lust of your flesh if you're walking in that Spirit. And there's joy. It's not something like it's a chore. There's joy in walking in the Spirit, praise God, because that's where your daily reward, your moment-to-moment reward is. I'm happy and gleaming inside right now because my mind's been on the Lord so much, and I've been praying to Him so much and studying so much for a while now. Like, I come home, and it seems like that's what I want to do. You know, sometimes it's like I used to watch, see what's on TV, but I can't wait to just study and just be one with the Lord. And the more you do it, the more exciting it becomes, and the closer you become to Him. And you're standing strong in that storm because that's what you're doing. You're keeping your mind on Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. And standing strong in the storm. I know you're going to do it. I know you will, because you're going to have that love in your heart, and you're going to let your life change now. You're not going to be the same today. This isn't just words that you hear and that you're nice. You know, you listen to the word of the Lord, and now you're happy and you fulfilled that. No, this is, your life's changing now today. Today you're going to start standing strong, and you're going to be loving all the time because you're going to have your mind on the Lord. You're going to have your mind on Jesus, praise God. It's just so wonderful. The more you do it, I'm telling you, the closer you get to Him, the closer He gets to you, and the more peace that you just continue to feel. He says, I'll let your cup runneth over. Praise God. We got Mother Leola, and we have put her into, we brought her up to date, okay? She is now on Twitter, and she put out her first tweet, and listen, this is Mother Leola at Mother Leola. That's easy to find on Twitter, so follow her. See her tweets. This is hers, not mine. This is her words. She says on her first tweet, and I took this from her words, and she says, I have the victory through Jesus, and there is nothing that he won't allow me to have if it be his will. Praise Jesus. Leola, are you there, hon?
I'm here, Pastor. I'm here. And I'm
overjoyed.
I'm just overjoyed. Hello to all of my father's children. I love you all. I hope you get something out of today's service and apply it to your life, because you can have joy 24/7. Even when you're asleep, you still can communicate with the Jesus that I know. You can pray in your sleep, and you can find yourself waking up praying in your sleep. And some strange things have happened, and the devil's not through with Leola, but you know what? God has the last say. But nonetheless, my faith is in Jesus Christ for everything, for everything. I have grown stronger with this service that Pastor has on the air. I pray that you have also grown as you listen and be encouraged by what he has to give you from the Word of God. You have to know Jesus on a personal level. A personal level. Just like you meeting someone, you want to know what? Their name. Okay? First of all. And then as you talk, you find out if they are encouraged by the program, if they're listening to it, and if not, ask them to tune into it, because they're missing blessings. You get blessed every time you listen to the program that comes on, the service that Pastor I gives out to the people, because he goes to the Word of God. He researches. And when he speaks to the airwaves and he's speaking to you, you open up your heart for understanding. You ask God for understanding, and he will give you the understanding from the scripture that he has passed on to Pastor. And I tell you, it is delightful. It is so delightful. And there is a scripture, but it won't come to my mind. It's in my mind, but it won't come out to my mind, so I'm not going to speak on it. But I tell you, the fruits, you don't have to tell nobody that you saved, because they're falling off of you if you know the Lord, because he implants it in your heart, in your spirit, and when you speak, if people don't get but one word, they think about it, and they get that Bible, and they look it up, or they find it and read the whole scripture. You know, the knowledge that we have doesn't come from us. God said for us to ask him for understanding, because he is the one that gives us the understanding we need over whatever situation we are facing. And there's nothing too hard for Jesus. Nothing too hard for him. You can be at your lowest point, and all you got to do is just call him Jesus. And he's there. He's already there. He knows your needs. And he's willing to supply, because he said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And he owns it all. Don't let the devil fool you that he owns anything. Jesus owns it all. He paid the cost at the cross for everybody. And no matter what, love, love, love. I was looking at the Bible and I says, God is love. Love is God. Those are action words. And when you apply them, they are very powerful. Three words, God is love and love is God. That's why he is great. He's the greatest.
All right. Praise the Lord, Brother Leola. Pray for everybody out there. In Jesus' name, I'll keep hearing my prayers. Shout out from the rooftop. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.